Hold that up, will you? Hold that up. What is that? What's that called?
It's called the Award for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
It does.
Yeah, is it heavy?
It's pretty heavy. Do some bicep curls with it, but it's good that it's coming back to Redskin Park. That's great.
Yeah, and you know, what a remarkable story for you and the football team this year to get to the NFC East Championship and to win it against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sure that has sunk in. How did that feel for you?
It felt amazing. You know, once your season is over and you can kind of soak in all the great things that happened, you can see past all the bad from our last game or from the disappointment from the Seahawks game. So, you know, to be champions, to the way we came back after the bye week, all those things are great things that we can use as stepping stones.
Robert, do you look kind of spry going down the red carpet? How do you feel?
No, I feel good. And, you know, I knew this was going to be kind of my coming out party. No one's really seen me for the past 3 weeks, and that was by design. You know, I wanted to keep my head down, work hard in rehab so that if I did have to make an appearance anywhere, that I would look like myself. And that's the most thing. You don't want to come out here limp around or be on crutches. You might as well just stay at home. So I worked my butt off to get to where I am right now, and I'm going to continue to do that so I can get back on the field.
Robert, I'm sure you heard some of the criticism on your doctor, on your coach, even about you not coming out of that ball game. How do you address that in a global sense?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got an opinion, and you don't ever shoot down those opinions because everybody has a valid point when it comes to those things. But for me, hindsight is 20/20. There's a few things in that game that we wish we had done differently. And, you know, I'll talk to coach about that when I get back, and we'll have that conversation. It's a conversation that needs to be had. But at the end of the day, the most frustrating part was the fact that we lost the game, and I think that's why everybody's upset.
What do the next couple months look like for you?
It looks great as far as just make sure I get healthy. It's one day at a time. My dad told me, you know, I'm already far ahead. So if I feel something in my knee, just stop. It's just about being ready for week one. And, you know, going back to the criticism, you know, a lot of people criticize because some of them actually do care about my health. And that's something that I took pride in after I had the concussion at Atlanta and a few other injuries. So, you know, I'll do my part to make sure that I stay healthy and keep myself out of harm's way while at the same time making sure the coaches do the same.
How has your previous injury helped you in your mindset moving forward? Because you kind of know what you got to do.
Yeah, it's a benefit. You never want to go through something twice, and I didn't want to go through this again. But now that I have, it gives me those milestones that I know I need to hit. And I'm aware of that. I know what if something feels wrong, I know I need to tell them, things like that. And then just it's a battle. You know, it's a battle getting back. And, you know, I'm willing to fight it. Everyone knows that. I'm the most competitive person on this planet in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'll be ready to go. It's just having that injury before kind of prepares you as far as, all right, this is how it's going to go. This is what it's going to feel like.
A lot of people say Robert Griffin will not be electrifying again. What do you say to that?
You know, I had one in 09, came back a better player. I vowed to myself I would do that, vowed to my teammates. I'm doing the same thing today. I'll come back a better player. You know, I came back faster last time. It might come back faster this time. We'll see what happens. And to me, it's just about winning. Come back, win games, we'll be all right.
Hey, Robert, you know, we've got so many emails, so many phone calls about your well-being. You know, I know you've probably felt that down in Florida where you've been rehabbing. Looking at the camera, chance to talk to the fans and tell them what's happening with RG3.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for their well wishes and their prayers because they were truly felt. You know, it was a tough situation. You know, I went into surgery not knowing what was wrong, came out of surgery realizing that I had a more intensive procedure done. So that was tough for me, and I thank you guys for keeping me in your prayers. But as of right now, I'm walking upstairs. I can do as many other things without running. And that's the benefit, the best thing for me after 3 weeks, just 3 weeks. So I look forward to getting back out on the field, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Yeah, and I know you can still outrun me. I hear you coming back this week, finally.
Yeah, I'm going to come back this week, and you know, I look forward to getting back to Redskin Park. I know most players don't ever say that after the season,
right.
But I look forward to getting back up there, getting some rehab in, and seeing everybody.
Well, you walked on a red carpet here. I don't know. You got a burgundy carpet waiting for you back in Ashburn. It's great to see you, okay, and congratulations on the award. I think it's truly deserved.
Thank you, baby. This is for everybody.